What does it mean if my dog is breathing fast? Introduction to What Does It Mean If My Dog Is Breathing Fast? When your dog's breathing rate increases, you may wonder whether she's anxious or excited or something else. In fact, there are a lot of reasons why your dog might breathe faster than normal, and you can't necessarily blame yourself for her increased breathing rate. When your dog breathes fast, you may worry that something is wrong. Perhaps your dog is in pain, or maybe he has some kind of disease. But if your pooch is just panting, why does he do it? Does all of that panting mean your dog is breathing incorrectly? The answer is no. A dog's normal resting breathing rate is 12 to 20 breaths per minute. When your dog breathes quickly, it may mean he is not feeling well. It could be a sign of a serious problem. If your dog is breathing fast for no reason, this is a sign that something is wrong. Try to stay calm and keep reading to find out how to tell if you're dealing with a serious problem or simply a harmless temporary issue. However, it's important to learn what may be causing this common symptom and whether you need to go see the vet. Is your dog breathing fast? Lists the dog's normal respiratory rate as 18 to 34 breaths per minute at rest. To sort out what's normal and what's not, count your dog's respiratory rate while at rest or asleep. While it's normal to pant after exercise, some signs may indicate your dog is having trouble breathing or experiencing respiratory distress. Examples include open-mouth breathing, gums that are pale, brick red, or blue-tinged, drooling, using the tummy muscles to assist breathing, reluctance to eat, drink, or move. Regardless of the cause, these are all signs your best buddy needs to see a vet. The vet will examine the dog to work out where the problem lies, such as the head and neck, airway and lungs, heart and circulation, or a general health condition. If you notice your dog breathing fast but acting normal with no other symptoms, you may decide to observe him for a few days and keep track of this respiratory rate to see if his rate returns to normal. Squish-faced breeds. As adorable as pugs, pekes, bulldogs, and Boston Terriers are, panting and breathing heavily through the nose is normal for these flat-faced breeds. Narrow nostrils. A long, soft palate. An outsized tongue. Large tonsils. The canny pug parent knows what's normal for their dog and is alert for changes such as unusual drooling, refusal to move, or blue gums. If your canine pal starts struggling, keep him cool and carry him home. If he isn't wolfing down treats within a few minutes, seek urgent veterinary attention. It's also good to know that it's common for owners of flat-faced, brachycephalic breeds to see their dog breathe fast through the nose while sleeping. Rhinitis. A snotty nose makes it difficult to breathe. However, rather than a head cold, most fur friends suffer from a long-term bacterial, or occasionally fungal, infection in the nasal chambers called rhinitis. Rhinitis is more of an inconvenience than it is life-threatening. However, prompt treatment at the first signs of this infection can nip it in the bud and prevent it from dragging on. The first signs of rhinitis are a sniffle and a drip in nose. Clues include sneezing or the dog licking his nose more frequently as he uses his tongue as a handkerchief. Windpipe, trachea, problems. Just as standing on a hose stops water flowing, anything that squashes the windpipe, trachea, makes it difficult to breathe. A simple example is a dog that pulls on his collar, half choking himself. In this case, rapid breathing is a sign the dog is struggling. It's important not to overexert the dog and to seek veterinary attention. With the exception of kennel cough, these conditions are slow burners that get worse over time. Laryngeal paralysis. Laryngeal paralysis is when the larynx, the entrance to the windpipe, doesn't open fully, which limits the amount of air reaching the lungs. Pressure on the windpipe. This can be due to an enlarged lymph node, a tumor in the throat, or an abscess pressing on the trachea. Alternatively, this is your friendly dog pulling on his choke chain. Pet owners are alert for subtle signs your dog is unwell, such as an inability to bark, reduced appetite, or drinking more than usual. Lumps can be hard to find, so a vet checkup is advisable. However, if you notice that your dog likes to pull on his chain, use a harness instead of a collar, and this simple change may resolve the issue. Collapsing trachea. Collapsing the trachea is when the windpipe isn't rigid enough and each breath the dog takes sucks the windpipe flat. Breeds such as the Chihuahua, Yorkshire Terrier, and the Poodle is prone to this problem. Kennel cough. Kennel cough is a bacterial or viral infection that irritates the airway and makes it overly sensitive. Kennel cough has a variety of symptoms and is highly contagious. If the cough is mild, antibiotics are not necessary, and limiting walks is all that's needed. Avoid other dogs as he is contagious. You can expect the symptoms to last 2 to 4 weeks. Airway and lung-related breathing problems. Moving down the respiratory tract, airway inflammation, pressure on the lungs, or fluid within the lungs can cause rapid breathing. Allergic airway disease, asthma. Just like people, dogs can suffer from asthma. Asthma varies from mild to life-threatening. If your dog is breathing rapidly, and it seems to be asthma-related, keep your dog cool and take him into fresh, clean air. Then seek urgent veterinary assistance. Stiffening of the airways. Certain breeds, such as West Highland White Terriers, may suffer from stiffening of the airways as they get older. They have consistently harsh breathing at rest and play. Long-term medication with bronchodilators, medications that open up the airways, can slow progression. Smoke inhalation. Exposure to fire irritates the airways and causes fluid leakage into the lungs. Lung disease. Here the lung tissue itself is the source of the problem. These problems reduce the lung's ability to work properly. To cope, the dog takes more breaths in order to make up the difference. The dog will reach a point where they can no longer cope and collapse, so prompt treatment is essential. Cancer. Primary lung cancer is rare in the dog. More common is a secondary spread from another cancer. If you think cancer might be causing your dog's rapid breathing, speak to your vet about treatment for this possible complication. Parasitic infections. Topping the list of best avoided are heartworm and lungworm. These parasites migrate through the lungs, causing tissue damage and interfere with blood circulation. Pneumonia. A chest infection can settle on the lungs, causing breathing difficulties. Has the dog been off color recently, running a fever, or refusing to eat? Do they have a moist cough? The dog requires antibiotics, so visit the vet urgently. Pulmonary hemorrhage. Trauma can cause blood clots to form in the lungs. If your dog has had a recent heavy fall, kick, or traffic accident, you should see your emergency veterinarian immediately. Compressed lungs. Sometimes the lungs are healthy, but they are compressed and unable to fill with air, which leads to rapid breathing. These conditions require emergency help. Left untreated, the dog is unlikely to recover. However, treatment can be life-saving and in many cases curative. Pneumothorax. A penetrating wound, such as a dog bite, allows air to leak into the chest. Without a vacuum around the lungs, they cannot fill with air. Cover any obvious chest wounds to provide an air seal, and then seek emergency veterinary assistance. Pleural effusion. More common in cats than dogs, a buildup of fluid around the lungs is called a pleural effusion. The fluid physically squashes the lungs, preventing them from filling with air. The commonest effusions are related to the presence of a tumor, blood, pus, or chyle. A vet needs to image the chest to check for effusion and then drain it under aseptic conditions. Then, to avoid recurrence, the source of the fluid needs to be identified. Diaphragmatic hernia. If the muscle separating the tummy from the chest is ruptured, then abdominal contents enter the chest cavity and compress the lungs. This is called a diaphragmatic hernia. If your dog has been in a recent accident or fall, keep the dog quiet and calm. Seek veterinary attention immediately as the diaphragm requires surgical repair. Tachypnea. A dog breathing fast but not panting, or a dog breathing fast and shallow, is considered tachypnea. This condition can be caused for several reasons, including a sinus infection or diseases of the larynx, trachea, bronchial tubes, or lungs. Dogs can become tachypneic due to other conditions of the respiratory, including a collapsed trachea, soft palate disorder, pleural effusions, hernias, tumors, or pneumothorax. Non-respiratory tract related. Sometimes the lungs are innocent bystanders caught up in a situation.